This is Starforged Tabula Rasa, written and performed by Redstone Archender. Based on the game by Sean Tompkin.
Hello, and welcome to Starforged Tabula Rasa, the continuing adventures of Janya Alder, a man who woke up one day with no memory due to the fact that an alien symbiote had embedded itself inside of his neck and sent tendrils into his brain, destroying those memories, but also granting him new abilities. Abilities he is still learning how to control, and even what they are. Our bounty hunter now finds himself saddled with a vow to destroy the Valinus Pirate Clan, a group that has risen to power and taken over multiple sectors of space under their iron boot. Our forgetful bounty hunter has tracked down the secret hidden base of the Valinus clan, but has found that it is well beyond his personal capabilities of taking them down in a direct strike, and has been on a mission to find some new allies. Due to visions produced by the symbiote, Janya has learned of the Cortana Rift system, a sector with two different settlements, both being oppressed by the Valinus Pirate Clan. Unfortunately, the clan is searching for Janya because he has stolen the symbiote from the clan itself and in the process killed Blade, the leader of the clan's right-hand man, her eldest brother. So now, our bounty hunter is trying to find a way around the blockade of that sector by the rifts, and so Janya is trying to navigate there separately, but unfortunately first ran into an advanced scout, destroyed them, ran into an entire squadron of scouts, and fought them off, and now has found his way to a new system, a system with a terrible peril. And we come back to our bounty hunter slipping back into normal space to recharge the E-drive for the 6 hours that takes, if he can. Alright, so when we last left off, our bounty hunter had just gotten into the system. We know he is going to encounter these three energy beings, and we know that the star is a glowing orange star, but there's gotta be something else in the system too. So let's just do another space sightings real quick. That is 73. A comet with a tail of ionized gas. Alrighty. So we've got this orange star, this comet. I think that's enough that maybe we're able to identify the system and see what its name is. Alrighty. Sector name. Whoop. Helps to roll both the D10s, not a D10 and a D6. Alright. And so first the prefix 68 Morian. 9 Morian Chain. Ooh, this is. That's probably silly, but I think it's not just one comet. I think it's something that it was a larger body that broke up into a chain of probably icy objects that kind of follow one another, having broken up into similar-ish sizes so that they're just kind of following each other in a chain. The Morian Chain. And the star is probably the Morian Star. So, yeah, I think he's scanning the system while he sits and starts recharging the E-drive. Doesn't seem to be anything. Let's see, how long does it take the creatures to notice him? We're rolling that D6. That is 6. So he actually gets the E-drive almost completely charged before these creatures notice him. Which leads to the question, what is Janya doing in the meantime? I think he's going to take another opportunity to use his meditation ability to try to gather some information on what he can do to strengthen the ship since it's still down. So just in case you've forgotten, the whole integrity is down to 1 of 5. Yeah, so we're kind of in trouble there. So he's going to try to meditate to see if there's any insight he can gain into how to fix this. So as per the previous ability, which has changed in the game, but I have it all written down and I'm just kind of going with this. Through focused meditation, you may peer through the veils of reality to gather information about a place, being, or event, in person or at a distance. Roll plus spirit On a strong hit and a match, a surprising but useful revelation occurs. Take +2 momentum. On a miss with a match, you're plagued with visions of a dire threat / complication. Endure stress -3. So, but we're just trying to gather some information on how to fix the hole, what exactly he's doing wrong about this. So that is going to be plus spirit, which is currently +4. And so rolled a 5 on the action die, plus a 4 is a 9, which beats both the 6 and the 7, which means we get a strong hit, but that's not a match. And on a strong hit there, we gain +2 momentum. And we have a more clear path on what to do. Part of the problem is, I think maybe he's been trying to, like, do things while inside the ship. I think he realizes he has to go out there, take some supplies, and actually do the physical labor on the outside repairing the ship, which is going to give him another chance to do the repair. So our momentum is up to +5. So hopefully we can get a hit on this repair. Since we're making our own repairs, plus wits, which is +3. Oh, hello. So that's another 5 on the action die, plus our 3 is an 8. Versus a 4 and a 6, that is a strong hit! We are in the field, so we can gain... So let's see. On a hit, you gain repair points as appropriate to the situation, per the table below. Additionally, you may sacrifice resources and exchange -1 supply for each extra plus... for each repair point, up to 3. So on a strong hit in the field, we gain 3 points. So that brings us up to 4 on our own, and then we're going to sacrifice a supply to bring us all the way back up to 5. So the ship is back in full repair. Our supplies are down to only +2. So there's actually an okay chance that maybe we won't die horribly out here. So what I think happens is Johnny takes time. He's out on the hull repairing the ship. He's not really watching the sensors. Evelyn doesn't really care. I view her as more of an actual like cat who likes to lay around and not really do a whole lot. So nobody's watching the scanners. No one's seeing what's going on. So Johnny makes the repairs to the ship. He gets inside, starts maneuvering over by the drift. When he starts trying to activate the drive, that is actually what draws the energy beings close. So let's see, does Janya see them coming? I'm gonna go with unlikely, since they're pretty small, but they are energy beings. So unlikely, which means if we get a 76 or higher, Janya does see them coming. That is a 72, so that he just does not see them coming. It is definitely an ambush. He's trying to activate the E-drive, and I think they actually deplete the energy as he's trying to expend it, to try to open up the ability to get into that alternate space. They drain that from him, and that is... Yeah, so he's going to be stuck here. That is part of this epic ambush, is that he loses that right off the bat. So now he's going to enter the fray. So I think it's actually in the draining. That's when he's actually doing the enter the fray. So it sounds like they are ambushing him. So that is going to be plus wits. Oh, so that is a 4 on the action die plus our 3 from our wits. Brings us to 7. That beats the 5 of the action die. That's the challenge die. But not the 8. So that is a weak hit. On a weak hit, we get to choose one of the following. Either we take +2 momentum, or we're in control. I'm gonna say we're in control. Maybe they're so focused on just draining that energy, they start draining that energy, that Johnny has a chance to get a shot off. And let's see. Yeah, so I think he's gonna strike, since they're right there. And since they're right there, I'm gonna say this is actually kind of close quarters shooting. So we're gonna roll plus iron. So we're actually gonna get a little bit of an advantage. That's +2. That is a 3 on the action die, +2 is 5, which beats the 3 that I rolled, but not the 6. So that's a weak hit on strike. On a weak hit, mark progress twice, but you expose yourself to danger, you are in a bad spot. So since this is an epic level opponent, a group of opponents, that means marking progress, we get one tick. So the way this works on the progress tracks, if I haven't described it well, is that each box takes 4 ticks to fill up. It's like 2 crosses and then like a plus sign, so that each of those marks is their own. So you've got like the forward slash, backslash, up and down, and then horizontal. So yeah, we Marking progress twice means we've half filled one box. Yeah, so Zhanya takes fires right at them, but they're right there. So now he has alerted them to the fact that he is a threat to them physically. And the fact that he hits one point blank range and it seems to recoil, but it isn't like this is a person sized object that's like this weird floating energy like sack with all these tentacles coming out. And it as the shot comes in, it actually like turns maybe sideways and gets like flat. And it takes some of the blow, but not very much. So it's not very hurt. I think they're going to start trying to attack the ship. They are right there. Turn back into their like more floaty tentacles. And they're going to try to strike. So they don't get to strike. We are going to clash. And since we're in close quarters, we're still using iron. Oh no. So that is a 5 on the action die. We're doing great with that action die. Plus our 2 is a 7. And I rolled an 8 and a 10 on the challenge die. So that is a miss. Clash on a miss. Your foe dominates this exchange. You stay in a bad spot and must pay the price. Fortunately, these creatures aren't that big. They are made out of energy. So I think they just on their own can do a decent amount of damage to a ship this size that is like, you know, far bigger than it. But I think it's only going to be minor damage, which is still -1 to the ship's integrity, which means we need to roll withstand damage. So yeah, so we take minor damage, it's -1. So we're still at 4 integrity. This is the best time to try to bypass the damage or something. So we should roll to try to see if that actually does anything. Well, okay, so that's a 6 on the action die plus the 4 integrity. That's 10 total. That beats the 6 and the 8. So that is a strong hit. We bypass the damage. If your vehicle is not battered, take +1 integrity. So I think they start latching onto the ship. We get the proximity alerts going off. But Zhanya like twists the ship. So although they do some surface damage, they don't actually even like really penetrate the hull at all. Brings us back up to 5. So we didn't actually take damage, but we're still in a bad spot. We are still in close quarters. I think this is still like Zhanya's got 2 for iron, 1 for edge. He's much better in close combat. I think he's gonna try to clash again. He's gonna try to shoot them at close range. Oh yeah. All right, that is a 6 on the action die plus our 2 iron. That is an 8 total. That beats both the 4 and the 5. That's a strong hit. When you clash, when you are in a bad spot and fight back against a foe at close quarters, roll plus iron on strong hit, mark progress twice, you overwhelm your foe and are in control. Yes. So we mark 2 more ticks. So we're now at 1 filled box of 10 against these. I think our bounty hunter flips around, fires point blank at one of the creatures, actually knocks it out of the way, giving him a base out of here. I think Sean is going to strike again just because they are right here. He's better in close range. Oh yeah, so that is a 6 on the action die plus our 2 is a total of 8, beating the 2 and the 4. We mark progress yet again twice, which is 2 ticks. So half a box and we stay in control. We are dominating. I think just focusing fire on one of them and driving them back. He's gonna fire again. Oh, so he's focusing on one point blank. I rolled a 2 on the action die plus our 2 iron, that's a 4. That is nowhere near good enough to beat the 8, let alone the 10 on the challenge dice. So that is a complete miss. The fight turns against us. We pay the price. I think the 2 of them, we focused a little too hard on one of them and the other 2 attack. We got to pay the price. We're going to take that -1 to our hull integrity again. We're going to try to shake it off. That is a 5 on the... I rolled all 5s. So the fact that I have +4 integrity means that is a strong hit. I'm not going to say the match does anything because we're just trying to overcome this damage. So I think we started getting the proximity alarm again. Janya just like kind of guns a little bit, gets away from them. They scorch the hole yet again, but just surface damage, but they are in control. He is trying to whip around and he's going to clash again. So we are shooting at close range. This is plus iron. That is a 3 plus 2 is a 5, which is a strong hit on our clash. On a strong hit for clash, mark progress twice. You overwhelm your foe and are in control. So now we have filled up a second box. We've flipped around, shot another one of the creatures, knocked it out of the way, gained control in the fight. I think like the one that we're shooting at was kind of dazed for a bit. So the two attack, we flip around, we shoot one of them, kind of knock it off balance. We are going after it as well for a second shot. Point blank range, meaning a plus iron. And that is a 5 on the action die, plus our 2 is a 7. Easily crushing the 2 on the challenge die and not beating the 9. So that's a weak hit on strike. On strike, mark progress twice. So we're at 2.5 boxes. But you expose yourself to danger. You are in a bad spot. So I think we shoot at one. The other two start coming up. They are in control. They are coming at us. We're trying to whip around. It's just the fact that there's three of them keeps making this a problem, and we're not really physically moving, so it makes it easy for them to keep ganging up on him. So he's going to clash yet again. Oh, no. So on the clash, that is a 2 on the action die. So we double our score with the other plus 2. That's a total of 4, which does nothing to the matching 10s. So I think at this point, he's focused on one of the enemies that he had just previously fired. It was a feint. And the other two actually just shoot right into it. They're going to do some serious damage to the hole, bringing us down to plus 3. Johnny is going to try to maneuver to do something about it. So that's a withstand damage. We're at plus 3. That is... Oh, man. So, I rolled a 3 on the action die, plus the 3 integrity we currently have, and that brings us up to 6. That beats the 5 on the action die, but meets, and thus does not beat, the 6. So that's a weak hit on a weak hit. If your vehicle's not battered, which it isn't, you may lose -1 momentum in exchange for +1 integrity. Otherwise, press on. We're going to drop our momentum down to 4, bringing our ship's integrity back to 4. We are still in a bad spot. We are going to have to clash again. Basically, he maneuvers the ship to try to get one of them away, but I think that's it. Like, he pushes away from one, but the other still hangs on and is doing some minor damage in the end. He avoids some serious harm. He's going to try to clash again. He is in a bad spot. Oh, fine. Okay, cool. So that's a 6 on the action die, plus 2 is 8. That beats the 3 and the 5. It's another strong hit on a strong hit. Mark progress twice. You overwhelm your foe and are in control. So now we have 3 boxes filled completely. I think that actually our bounty hunter is able to maneuver the ship in such a way he point blank shoots the one that he maneuvered from that was trying to damage the hull, flips around, fires point blank range, and that one just kind of dissipates. We're not sure if it's dead, because it is an energy creature, but it's definitely not in this fight anymore. So now we're in control, and Johnny is going to try to point blank one of the other two. Oh, alrighty, so that's a 5 on the action die. Doing great on the action die for the most part. Plus the 2 is a 7. Heartily beats the 4, does not beat the 9. That is a weak hit. Mark progress twice, but we are in a bad spot. So we keep turning our back on one. So while that happens, we're going to have to clash because they come up from behind. They hit us. We're trying to shoot them back. That is a 6 on the action die. Doing great. Plus the 2 is an 8. Beats the 2 and the 5. And we go back to having a strong hit. We fill up our 4th box of the progress track, and we're back in control. Just keep swinging wildly back and forth, as we strike again! Oh! So that is a 2 on the action die, plus our 2 iron is a 4. Beats the 3, matches the 4, another weak hit. Again, we mark 2 progress, but we lose control as the other one comes and hits us. And we are trying to clash here because we're in close quarters. That is a 6 on the action die, plus our 2 is an 8. Beats the 3, does not beat the 10. Another weak hit. Crap, I'm pretty sure that was clash. That was clash. So a weak hit on the clash. We mark progress, but are dealt a counter blow or setback. You're still in a bad spot. You stay in a bad spot and you must pay the price. All right, so that puts us at 5 full boxes, but we still have to pay the price. I think he does serious harm to the ship. I think this is a -2. They've already done some damage. They're learning our defenses. That'll bring us to 2 on the ship's integrity, but we're gonna try to flush off the damage. That is a 6 on the action die, plus the 2 is an 8. Against matching ones, that is a super strong hit. So we turn what should have been serious harm into minor damage, bringing us back up to +3, hull integrity.
Hull integrity at 60%. Hull integrity at 60%.
And we are still in a really bad spot. We are trying to clash. We are just being overwhelmed here. And so that is a 2 on the action die, +2 is 4. Beating the 1, not beating the 6, a weak hit on clash, half filling the 6th box, and we're gonna withstand some serious damage. Oh wait, are we doing damage? So here's what I'm thinking is either I can take some more hull integrity damage and stay in close range and keep shooting, and hopefully I can destroy these or dissipate them or something before I'm totally dead, or I could use some other resource. I think he's actually going to open up like one of the airlocks and just blow all of his supply. So he's gonna take -2 to supply instead of to the hull. It's gonna blow one of them off the ship, but it means he's gonna be unprepared now. He's losing all of the rest of his stuff. I think by opening that, maybe it also blows out some of the food stores and whatnot, but it puts it to 0 supply. So we are unprepared. But ship's integrity is still at 60%. And Johnny is going to try to clash again. He's going to try to shoot the other one that's point blank range. So plus iron. That is a 6 on the action die. That alone beats the 4 and the 5 on the challenge die. So that is a strong hit on clash. We mark progress twice. Filling up box 6. We are in control. Part of me wants to try to do a progress move at this point to see if get away. That's just too low, though. He's in control, though. He's going to try to drive them back. I think, like, the two of them are injured. But they're still around. So let's see if he can point-blank shoot one of them, plus iron. Oh, crap. Should have tried the progress roll. So that is a 1 on the action die, plus our 2 is a measly 3, which matches the 3, and which it doesn't do us any good. And we've got the 8. Oh, but we have 4 momentum. We're gonna burn momentum, reset us back to 2. That gives us a 4 for our total action score, giving us a weak hit on the strike as opposed to a miss, which means we mark progress twice, but we expose ourselves to danger. So he should have probably lost stuff, but he maneuvers himself into position better and fires at the one that's actually coming at him, exposing his flank to the other, meaning we are back to clashing. Oh, and that's another 1 on the action die, plus our 2 is a 3, which does not beat the 3. It just matches it and definitely doesn't beat the 7. So that means we fail. And there's nothing we can do about that. We fail on a clash, which means I truly think that at this point we're taking 2, -2 with a hull integrity, dropping us down to 1. So now here's the problem. So if we roll to try to resist the damage, we only get a +1 to the action die roll. On a strong hit, we'll alleviate it by 1. We'll still take 1 damage no matter what. On a weak hit, we can exchange a single momentum for a +1, which would put us at 1 momentum and 2 ship integrity. And on a miss, we either lose a hull integrity which would put us at zero, or we lose two momentum. We're not going to try to shake this off. I think I'm going to press forward just because this is crazy. We are not in a good spot, though. So I think he's looking for a way out of this. He's going to react under fire. So we're at 20% hull integrity. Momentum's back to our restart of plus two. Health is at plus five. At spirits at four, but our supply is a goose egg. We are unprepared. And yeah, I think he's going to try to get out of this spot because they're just the two of them. Maybe by distancing himself, he can get them both kind of together to fire at. Maybe he'll use, maybe he's going to shoot for the comet chain. So we're going to, so he's changing tactics. It's plus wits to react under fire. That is a two on the action die, plus our three is a five. That beats the two and not the eight of the challenge die. So that is a weak hit. So on a weak hit, you succeed, but face a troublesome cost. Make a suffer move, minus one, you stay in a bad spot. I think he has to fire the rockets just way too hard. Slams himself into the seat, takes a one damage to a suffer move of minus one. So he's facing harm, enduring harm, bringing us down to plus four. And we endure harm. We're going to roll plus health since that's higher than our iron. So that's a plus four versus a plus two. And that is a five on the action die. That alone beats the four and the two. So that's a big old strong hit. Oh, we can either get that health so we don't take the damage, or we can take a momentum, and I think we need that momentum to bring us up to three. Right, we're still in a bad spot. I think because we're trying to like train our weapons on them, for some reason Jonya is actually going backwards towards the comets. The two creatures are kind of staying away from each other to make themselves harder targets, and they start lobbing some tentacle bits, so energy fire at him. So he is exchanging fire at range. That is going to be plus edge, which is not good for us. That's only plus one. That is a four on the action die, plus the one is a five. Beats the one, doesn't beat the six. That is a weak hit, which means we fill up box number seven fully. And we're taking a minus two suffer move. I think Janya is able to maneuver the ship, does not get hit, but it is smashing him back and forth in the seats. That's bringing him down to two health, but we are going to try to withstand that damage. And that is a six on the action die, plus our two health is an eight. That is a strong hit against the three and the six. We beat both die. And I'm just going to let her, I got to get that. I need that momentum. We're at four momentum. We're at two health. We're at four spirit. We're unprepared. And the ship's integrity is only at 20% at plus one. So I think he's going to keep trying to exchange fire. Oh, so doing a clash. That is two plus our one edge is a three. It is a miss against the six and the 10. I'm going to save those shots. Fire. It's barely able to maneuver the ship into a position where they just graze the hull. It is taking a toll on him. The stress of this is just pushing him to the edge. This is serious stress. This is going to be minus two, dropping him to two spirit. I'm not going to try to shake this off. We're just getting too low. What's plus two? Yeah, let's give it a shot. Let's see if he can endure this. So it's either plus our spirit or plus our heart. Both are two, so same thing. Oh, good. Okay, so that's a four on the action die, plus two is six. It beats the three and the five, so that's a strong hit. I know it's crazy, but I'm taking the momentum again. We need that. We need to build that up. We could really use it soon. So I think he's got to change the game again, try to get back in control. Ooh. What if instead of the comets, he starts putting basically his back to the star, having them look at the star, maybe masking his position a bit? I mean, he would be like a silhouette against it, but there's a lot of energy coming out there. So maybe that'll help. React under fire. Plus wits. Well, apparently that was stupid because that's a one on the action die, plus our two is a three, and is nowhere near good enough beating a nine and a ten. So that's a hard fail. I don't have a lot to lose, but I do have some momentum. I think that, like, he makes this change. I think it's a serious setback. It's going to drop us back. Minus 2 momentum to bring us to 3. Because, yeah, like, it turns out that just doesn't work. Yeah, I think it turns out that just illuminated him. And so that didn't help at all. I think he's going to shoot off in another direction, trying to change the situation again. Because it turns out that was a bad move. Maybe go back into the ionized trail of the comets. That seemed to help him a little bit, at least. So changing the situation. Trying to find a way out. Plus wits. That is a weak hit, because that's a 2 on the action die, plus 3 is 5. It beats the 2, but not the 6. I think it gets him back where he is, but the stress of this, that's minor. That's minus 1. I think, yeah, he's just going to take minus 1 to spirit. He is going to try to endure the stress, which we still have a plus 2 to that, because of heart being plus 2. And that's a 3 on the action die, which is a 5 total. Beats the 1 and not the 10. So in a weak hit, you are not shaken. If you are not shaken, we are not shaken yet. We can exchange momentum for spirit. No, I think we're pressing on. I think we're just pressing on. So the whole thing, so what was the positive? So it says we succeed in this, but all we took was a negative. I think I'm gonna actually say we get a plus to our momentum, because we are trying to we're trying to change the situation. So yeah, we're at 4 momentum. Took some stress to do that. Putting us back in a spot to clash, I guess. Ooh, okay, we're gonna, I think Johnny is gonna try to actually hide in this trail, turn off everything real quick to see if he can hide in here, and maybe that'll give him some time to actually do some first aid on himself, since he is, bleeding and whatnot from being banged around in this fight. And maybe it'll just give him a little bit of reprieve. So he's gonna try to hide, reacting under fire. It's plus 2 for shadow. Ooh, alrighty. So that is 5 on the action die. Plus 2 is 7 total. Beats both the 3 and the 6. That's a strong hit. We are in control. We take plus 1 momentum. So we're up to 5 momentum. So he flips himself into the trail of the comet chain. And flips everything off real quick. That way he hides. They don't seem to be finding him. So he takes a moment to... get that first aid kit, and is patching up his head because he's bleeding into his eyes. So he's trying to heal. This will be so he's providing treatment for himself for his own wounds. It's either roll plus iron or wits, whichever is lower. So that'll be iron plus 2. And that is a 6 on the action die, plus our 2 is an 8. Beats the 3, doesn't beat the 9. Unfortunately, so on the weak hit, because we are not wounded, we take 3 health, which brings us back up to full. Basically, slap some stim packs or something on his head, and he's healing just fine. But we have to either sacrifice resources, which we don't have, or we lose momentum, minus 2. So that brings us down to plus 3, which makes sense. We took a moment to, kind of chill out and repair ourselves. We're still in control, though. And I think we have to try to gain ground. We're going to continue hiding. This will be a plus 2 because we're using shadow. Let's see if we can actually stay in this spot. Ooh, all right. So that's a 5 on the action die, plus our 2 is a 7. Beats the 4, but not the 9. So that's a weak hit. On a hit, you stay in control. On a strong hit, choose 2. On a weak hit, choose 1. We can either mark progress, take plus 2 momentum, or add plus 1 on our next move, as long as it's not a progress move. I think we're going to take plus 2 momentum. Let's build this up so that hopefully we can have something at the end here. So that brings us back up to 5. We're going to continue hiding. See if that helps us out. See if that works. No. So apparently they're going to find us, because that's a 3 on the action die, plus our 2 is a 5. That's a 9 and a 6. On a miss, foe gains an upper hand, fight moves to a new location, or you encounter a new peril. You're in a bad spot. I think it's just they figure out where he is. He's there for too long, probably trying to charge the E-drive a bit. That alerts them to his presence. Yeah, I think they're going to start firing at him, so this is going to be a clash at a distance. So this is exchanging fire, plus 1, because we're using edge. Oh, man. So that's a 4 on the action die, plus our 1 is a 5, which beats the 3, but meets the 5 on the challenge dice. I can't burn momentum because that would give us the same score. So, on a weak hit, we mark progress, but you are dealt a counterblow or setback. You will stay in a bad spot and must pay the price. So, we filled up half of the 8th box. We're in a bad spot. We need to pay the price. I think, he shoots off again. He is... uses what is around him as kind of cover as he fires off, and he takes 2 physical harm. So he's going to endure harm. So that's going to be +3 versus that. Let's see. We're down to 3 health. Oh. All right. So that is a weak hit. That's a 1 on the action die plus our 3 is a 4. I rolled a 3 and an 8. So beats 1, not the other. We're keeping our momentum. We're losing the health. So we're down to 3. We're in a bad spot. We do better at close combat, so I think he's going to react under fire by closing the range. I think this is, I think this is a tactical move, so it's going to be +3 for react under pressure because he's using his wits. Oh, yeah, that is a 6 on the action die. +3 is 9. Beats the 3 and the 6. React under pressure on a strong hit. You succeed and are in control. Add +1 momentum. That brings us up to 6. We are in control. He is blazing forward. He's targeting one of them. Point blank range firing. So plus iron. And that is a 1 on the action die. +2 is 3. Ooh. Ooh. Okay. So I rolled a 1 and a 4 on the challenge die. So it's currently a weak hit. It could be a strong hit if I burn momentum, which would keep us in control and fill up box 8. I think I'm going to do that. Momentum's down to 2. We mark progress twice. That actually fills up the 8th box. I'm going to roll. I think it's decisive action, so he's blazing right at one of them, firing point-blank range. I think it may actually dissipate the second one. And let us see what happens. So we have 8 filled boxes. That's our action score versus the 2 challenge die. That is a 9 and a 5. So that is a weak hit. I think we fire at this one of the 2 creatures. One of them dissipates. The other flees. And we're taking -2 momentum. So we're at 0 momentum. But we have defeated these foes. Yeah, so we are only 5 filled boxes on the way to Cortana Rift progress track, but I think that is where we're going to stop now. I think Johnny is able to recharge his ship, and we'll continue on that expedition. That is where we're going to end. But yeah, thanks for listening to Season 1 of Starforge Tabula Rasa, and keep listening because we will come back soon with the continuing adventures of Janya Alder, call sign Omega, bounty hunter without a memory of his past. Thanks for listening. This week's episode featured music by Tabletop Audio. Additional music also comes from freepd.com.
To learn what happens, keep listening. This show is brought to you ad-free by privilege. No ads, no Patreon, just a cishet white man with disposable income and time. It is performed, edited, and all that good stuff by Redstone Archender. The story is powered by the game Ironsworn Starforged by Sean Tompkin. Outro by Glitter Snitchell, channeling the spirits. This has been a Sofa King Cool production.
And I'm just going to learn. I got to get that on strike. You mark progress twice. We're going to continue hiding.